If you can't get a good night's sleep, let me ask you, are you breathing well? Because if you're snoring or waking up each night with a stuffed up nose or frustrated with your CPAP mask, the root of your sleep problem lies in your breathing passages. And if any one of those passages isn't working, you won't sleep well, and there's no mattress, pill, or other gimmick that can fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kiandula with Advent. A recipe for a good night's sleep starts with an open airway. Now, there are devices that can help solve snoring or sleep apnea problems. If you walk into a sleep center, know you'll walk out with a CPAP. And you might find other options elsewhere. But the simple truth is, if your nose doesn't work properly, no device will help. Only at Advent will you find every effective snoring and sleep apnea solution, along with a world-class team that can get your nose working properly again. Go to AdventNose.com to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows, when you breathe well, you live better.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Save big on new spring styles at Old Navy today with up to 50% off all jeans, sweatshirts, and hoodies for the family right now. That's right, all jeans are on sale up to 50% off, including everyone's favorite boyfriend straight jeans. Plus, get up to 50% off super stylish sweatshirts and hoodies. All jeans, sweatshirts, and hoodies are up to 50% off today. But this sale won't last. Get to Old Navy and OldNavy.com fast. Valid 3-2 to 3-10 excludes active, licensed, and in-store clearance sweatshirts, hoodies, and jeans.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Nick Madrigal. He joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Happy birthday, Nick! Oh, my God, happy birthday. What
morning,
a joy
Nick.
To talk to you on your birthday.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm excited to be on. Thank you.
Well, you're 24 today, and we know you have a twin brother. Do you guys talk, or do you just sense each other knows it's a happy birthday wish?
23 today. I'm only 23.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm aging you.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, I already shot him a text this morning. I think he hasn't got up yet. I think he's getting ready for classes and stuff here in the next hour. But, yeah, we'll make sure to FaceTime later, and, yeah, definitely keep in touch.
We don't want to rush things, Nick. Yeah, you're only 23, so but you are feeling a little bit probably people want to rush you to the majors. People want you there on opening day, and everybody's excited about the fact that you're going to be part of this season. How is spring training going? And obviously you've answered this a bunch of times, but how important, what would it mean for you to be on this roster on opening day?
You know, it'd definitely be exciting. I don't know, you know, it's kind of out of my hands, you know, it's definitely on my mind, it's something I want really bad. You know, I've wanted it ever since I got drafted, you know, it's always been on my mind. And, you know, to be honest, I thought last year, you know, coming into spring training, you know, I know some people might laugh at this, but, like, my goal was to make the team last year at spring training. And I knew, you know, there was something in my mind, you know, I thought it was realistic, even though I was still in high A. And, you know, I came into camp with the same mindset. And, you know, if it ends up happening, great. If not, hopefully it's, you know, it won't take too long to get up there, but yeah, I'm trying to make it as hard as I can on them.
Nick, I was at Sox Fest a couple years ago, and you were up there. I think it was a rookie symposium type thing. You were up there with Dylan Cease, and it came out that both of you were twins. You didn't know that about each other. Do you discuss that? Have you had discussions on that since? Is that just a, you know, is that just a cool club to belong to, or is that something you guys talk about?
Yeah, we, yeah, it's kind of funny. Yeah, before that, before us on stage again, I didn't know yet. I never heard that before. And after we got off, we kind of talked a little bit more about it. You know, he said that they were kind of similar and different in ways. And I told him kind of the same thing with me and my twin. You know, we are close, very close. We enjoy a lot of the same things, but we're also different in our ways. You know, we're fraternal twins, and yeah, so we look a little bit different. He's a little bit taller than I am, and yeah, it's kind of cool to share that with Cease, something I didn't know before that.
What is the biggest adjustment that you've had to make this spring facing more major league pitching than maybe you faced during your ascent through the minors last year?
You know, I think it's pretty similar to the higher levels in the minor leagues. You know, there are a lot more scouting reports. There's more information on you as a hitter. So you kind of got to keep that in the back of your mind. You can see different patterns of, you know, guys trying to do similar stuff to you when you're in the box. You know, if someone can't hit the outside pitch, it seems like most teams kind of, you know, staying on that. They're pretty consistent with it. I would say that's pretty much it. I think, you know, as far as velocity and stuff and things like that, you know, in AAA it was pretty similar to what I'm seeing now. A lot of the same guys, actually. I would say it's just the scouting reports and guys trying to do similar stuff to you at this level.
You obviously, you're known for not striking out. You have struck out very rarely in your minor league career. It's pretty astounding when you look at those numbers. How is it that you manage to always seem to get the barrel on the ball, and why is it that you're so proud about not striking out?
You know, it's always been part of my game. You know, it's something I take pride in, even in practice, hitting different pitches and working on, you know, different situations. And, yeah, I don't know. I think over the years I've picked up different things here and there as far as knowing, you know, my strengths and the zone, you know, in college and in high school. You know, I feel like I could hit a lot of the pitches outside of the strike zone. And then over the last few years, I've tried to really shrink the zone and try to hit, you know, better pitches to hit. And my strikeouts haven't gone up at all. And it's something I've worked on. And, you know, I feel better with it. So I've always been able to hit, you know, a lot of pitches outside the zone, but it's not always for the better for me. So, yeah, it's something I've worked on over the years.
Do you think that all the focus on your hitting and your ability to avoid strikeouts kind of makes your defense get overshadowed in some ways? And do you think that, you know, that's going to be a big adjustment for you as well?
You know, yeah, I definitely take pride in my defense. I think that's a, you know, one of my strengths in my game is to, you know, be able to field and turn the double play and make different plays that a lot of people can't. Yeah, it's something I feel like is a big part of my game. You know, I'm not too worried about it. I know that, you know, not striking out has got a lot of hype. I honestly think it's just kind of funny. At the end of the day, I know that I'm much more than a guy that just doesn't strike out. You know, I know I can, you know, steal bases, you know, go to first or third and help the, you know, team in a lot of ways other than just not striking out. So, yeah, it's definitely in the back of my mind knowing that I can do a lot more and, you know, I'm confident in my abilities and hopefully everyone can see that.
You're a very unusual player in that you don't strike out, you don't walk, you make contact. You're a guy that hits to all fields. And you really do hit the ball well. Now people talk about power. Looks like you've gotten a little bit physically stronger and bigger. Have you been working out more? Has your body changed from one year to the next?
Yeah, I think this year, you know, that was one of my biggest focuses in the offseason, just, you know, getting in the weight room. I got in there a little bit earlier this year and worked on not only getting stronger, but, you know, my body working a little bit better from my legs to my upper body, just being more flexible. We worked on my running form and just, you know, trying to keep my speed, even get faster. I've never, you know, worked with a speed coach before this last year. So, yeah, that was definitely something we worked on. And, yeah, I feel great at this point.
You know, Nick, when you look around the clubhouse and you see a guy like Luis Robert and you see Eloy Jimenez and you see young players who are kind of on the cusp of greatness in the eyes of the Sox signing these long-term contracts because the Sox have identified them as core pieces you were the fourth pick of the 2018 draft, and I think everybody understands your value to this team long term. Is that something on your mind? Is it in the back of your mind? Have those discussions taken place with the White Sox organization?
You know, I'm not sure at this point. You know, I think it's definitely an exciting time in the game. You know, younger guys getting paid. I know some people have different, you know, opinions about it all over baseball. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely an exciting time to be in the White Sox organization. You know, if that time came, you know, I'd have to really sit down and talk to my family and see what worked best for me. But right now I'm kind of just focused on just trying to play the game. You know, I've always played my best when I'm just worried about what I can do on the field and not all the off the field things like that. So, it's exciting, but I'm kind of just trying to keep my focus at this point.
You know, one of the things I love hearing from you is you have not been shy about saying you know you belong, that you believe you can play in the major leagues, and you know you're going to. And you want this, right? You want this job, and you want to open the season at second base.
Yes. I mean, all my life I've always known that this was possible, and I've always believed in myself to get to this point and to be in the major leagues. And I feel like, you know, the day that I step foot on a major league field, you know, it's kind of just the start of the journey. I know a lot of people talk about, you know, their dream is to be a major leaguer. But, you know, I have goals and dreams far bigger than just, you know, stepping on a major league field. I want to, you know, win a championship and be out there and be successful and be one of the great players in the league, hopefully. If I get to that point, you know, I'd be very blessed to be able to say, you know, I'm a major league player, but that's just another start for me. There's a lot more to come after that point.
What will you remember most about the team dinner and the organization-wide dinner that Dallas Keuchel threw for everybody? How cool is that?
Yeah, it was great. It was kind of just one of the team things, kind of supposed to be under the radar. But, I've enjoyed being close to Keuchel and along with a number of guys in the clubhouse, Gio Gonzalez and yeah, it's definitely a great clubhouse, and it seems like a great vibe on a daily basis. You know, we're joking around with each other, and it's definitely it's cool to hear those stories, not only baseball but off the field things, and I've enjoyed getting close to those guys.
Hey, Nick, again, happy birthday. Sorry I misaged you. You're 23, and happy birthday to your brother too, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Nick.
Great.
Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Yep. Yeah, appreciate it.
That's Nick Madrigal. How about that? His 23rd birthday. Do you remember your 23rd birthday, David?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No, yeah. Not really.
I had that problem, too.
Yeah.
What?
Hey. You thought you were 24?
No. Everyone else did. I remember going into work on my 30th birthday. Now, I'd worked there my whole life. You know, I started when I was in high school, and I told Albert Dickens, hey, it's big birthday for me. And he's like, oh, you're turning 40. And I'm like, no, I'm 30. Like, how old do I look? Horrible. When you're young, you don't want to be aged like that, right?
Come on.
That's right, Les.
That's an arbitration year.
When you're old,
year.
You don't want to be aged like that, too. That's an arbitration year. I just gave the guy a year of service. He can start. For the love of God, I'm trying to help him.
I think I've aged about a decade in the few years I've been working on the show. I mean, with these hours and having to sit next to Dustin.
Yes.
It's just, oh, my goodness gracious. Tread on the tires.
Oh, boy.
The horror.
That's right. Yeah.
Watch
all right. We got Dan and Connor in the offing. We're going to get to hear about the great time they had and the wonderful meal and all the fun and camaraderie.
And what they're going to be doing today.
And how we were left out.
Kyle Hendricks, they got Theo Epstein. They've got a big show ahead.
They have a big show every day. It just seems like we're getting left out of the barbecue. We'll talk to him about it next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Spring training is on, and the Score is live from Arizona for Score House 2. Through Friday, can these Score guys survive under one roof as they try to cover both the Cubs and Sox? Score House. The Score is a broadcasting giant. Score House. We just made friends with Chris Bryant.
I don't want to answer your guys' dumb questions.
Hear the drama unfold and watch it unfold live using the Radio.com app. Plus incredible baseball guests live from Sloan Park and more on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Presented by 19 Crimes Wine. Cheers to the infamous and Sterling Vineyards. Always polished, never dull.
Gee, cold cereal.
Granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Those who don't have 20/20 vision usually do something about it. But many who can't breathe freely through their nose just live with it, not realizing they can have 20/20 breathing. At Advent, we're out to change that. With 20/20 breathing, you'll have fewer sinus infections, more energy, you'll sleep better, and you will live better. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula. In 2006, Advent pioneered the balloon sinuplasty procedure. And since, thousands of our patients can tell you, this simple 20-minute in-office solution really works. Balloon sinuplasty can give you 20/20 breathing so you can breathe freely through both nostrils with your mouth closed day and night. And that can change your life. Visit AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it was pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Save big on new spring styles at Old Navy today with up to 50% off all jeans, sweatshirts, and hoodies for the family right now. That's right. All jeans are on sale up to 50% off, including everyone's favorite boyfriend straight jeans. Plus, get up to 50% off super stylish sweatshirts and hoodies. All jeans, sweatshirts, and hoodies are up to 50% off today. But this sale won't last. Get to Old Navy and OldNavy.com fast. Valid 3-2 to 3-10. Excludes active licensed and in-store clearance sweatshirts, hoodies, and jeans.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us, so you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
Get pumped, NBA fans, because owning a piece of basketball history has never been easier. Auctions.NBA.com is the official home of authentic NBA game-worn memorabilia. Bid on one-of-a-kind items like Stephen Curry's playoffs jersey, LeBron James's All-Star warm-up jacket, and Kevin Durant's Christmas Day jersey. And with winning bids as low as $25, there's something for everyone. Visit auctions.NBA.com today and claim your piece of the NBA. This is why we play.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
Girl Scout cookie-inspired flavors are now at Dunkin'. When the spirit of the Girl Scouts meets Dunkin' coffee, it's easy to get a delicious cup of can-do. Thin mints and coconut caramel flavors are here to help you tackle your day. Grab a medium latte or cappuccino for $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. and take on whatever lies ahead. America runs on Dunkin'. The Girl Scouts name, trademark, and all associated trademarks and logotypes, including the Thin Mints mark, are owned by Girl Scouts of the USA. Limited time offer. Participation may vary. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Save big on new spring styles at Old Navy today with up to 50% off all jeans, sweatshirts, and hoodies for the family right now. That's right. All jeans are on sale up to 50% off, including every